KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:06, we have clear skies and 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today. High of 61, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Fair to partly cloudy tonight with a low around 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Cass County Board of Supervisors met Tuesday morning here in Atlantic and approved the hiring of Sean Behrens as Information Technology and Geographic Information Systems Director. Supervisor Steve Green.
He's a sharp young man. I think here by summer we're going to probably need to take a look at adjusting his pay somewhat because IT is just in such high demand now that, I mean, that's why we lost the last one and she went for six figures.
Right, yeah, good idea. See how he does first with it.
Yeah, well I'm just saying when it comes budget time, we won't really know how he's doing, so we're going to want to bracket in there.
The board approved the appointment of Sandra Sothman of Atlantic to fill a vacancy position on the Cass County Conservation Board for the remainder of a term ending December 31st, 2022, and they passed a resolution declaring an official intent under Treasury regulation to issue debt to reimburse the county for certain original expenditures paid in connection with specified projects. Board Chair Steve Beyer explained the resolution is basically with regard to the communications project.
That's the technical wording for this. This is for the tower project that we've approved.
Cass County Engineer Trent Wolkin Tuesday presented a brief report on secondary road department activities since last week. He said the crews are doing a lot of road rock spreading, for one thing, and burning some brush, along with other previously backlogged projects. There are also some box culvert projects that are in the process of being finished up.
Working on that. Our box culvert we're doing, we are providing borrower for that and our handstand. And so we got in there last week and we're working on getting borrower ready for that. That box culvert on Indian Creek, we're going to pour this final course this week, probably Thursday and Friday.
He said they should be completed by the end of the next week, those two projects, and the board received a report on general relief and mental health for the month of October from Deb Schuler. Officials of the Harlan Police Department on Tuesday reported numerous arrests from the past 11 days. On November 19th, 25-year-old Selena Elizabeth Gomez Argueta of Denison was arrested following a traffic stop. Gomez Argueta was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with driving while barred. On November 20th, 38-year-old Corey Christopher McCoy of Harlan was arrested in Harlan on the active Shelby County warrant, or Carroll County warrant, that is. There were two arrests November 21st in Harlan, 47-year-old Joe Jess Patances and 19-year-old Haley Marie Briggs, both of Harlan, were arrested following the execution of a search warrant. Patances was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Briggs was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Harlan police arrested on November 22nd, 20-year-old Kathleen Margaret Peterson from Harlan. She was charged with domestic abuse assault. On the 23rd, 60-year-old Curtis Grant Whiteley of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. Taken into custody November 24th was 35-year-old Brian Joseph Schumann of Harlan. He was wanted on an active Shelby County warrant. Schumann was transported to the Shelby County Jail and also charged with possession of a controlled substance. On November 25th, Thomas Lee Brooks of Sioux City was arrested following a traffic stop in Harlan. Brooks was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with driving while barred and improper use of registration. And finally, this past Monday, 21-year-old Preston Rux, Max Russell of Kirkman was arrested following a call for service. Russell was transported to the Shelby County Jail where he was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and prohibited acts. A traffic stop late Monday night near Tabor on Interstate 29 resulted in the arrest of a man on a felony drug charge. According to Mills County Sheriff's Office, 58-year-old Raymond Lamar Green of Nebraska City, Nebraska, was taken into custody a little after 11 p.m. Mills County K-9 unit had assisted the State Patrol on the traffic stop on Interstate 29 near mile marker 30, and during the investigation, the K-9 Dankin was deployed. The dog presented to a positive indication for the odor of narcotics. A search of the vehicle resulted in the discovery of nearly 40 grams of methamphetamine. Green was arrested and transported to the Mills County Jail. Sheriff's officials in Mills County said also that three people were arrested over the past week on separate charges. As we had reported earlier, on Saturday evening, 33-year-old Aaron Updike of Malvern was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. Last Thursday night, 26-year-old Shaylee Small of Stanwood was arrested on three counts of child endangerment and OWI first offense. And on the 24th, 28-year-old Lawrence Pace IV of Percival was arrested in Mills County on a Harrison County warrant for failure to appear. Mills County Sheriff's Office reported also there were two incidents of third-degree burglary reported on the 24th and an incident of theft in the fourth degree, along with one incident of trespass. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.